Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Catesay, Kwikwetlem, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations, and here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. We're doing Music Monday today. Just because, you know, it's time. It's time to actually engage with some music. It's been a while, I feel like, since I've done like a music-focused show. It's only been a few weeks, but hey, we're going to get into it. There's a whole mix of a bunch of stuff that I've been listening to in the past several weeks, actually. We're going genre to genre. We're going vibe for vibe. We're going to start out today with some, like, something a little bit more dancey, you know, a little bit more funky, move into some things that are, like, a little bit harder towards the middle. And then in the end, let's end off on some very beautiful, chill, melodic vibes. We're going to start off today with a track that I didn't have time to play the entirety of, but I think you deserve to listen to the whole thing. Chippy Nonstop. Bubble Up. Bubble up. Wanna be a child, I'll do it like this, and shake it like this, and move it like that. Wanna be a child, I'll do it like this, and shake it like this, and move it like that. Wanna be a child, I'll do it like this, and shake it like this, and move it like that. Wanna be a child, I'll do it like this, and shake it like this, and move it like that.
Bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. bubble up. Bubble up.
Instrumentales, son père mes mots et ça sonne mal. Ouh, oh, ah. rattrape-moi si tu peux. Mais si tu ne veux pas, c'est peut-être ton mieux. Est-ce qu'il est trop tard? On se dit au revoir, on file les départs, on part à
l'heure. Si t'es busy, I'll be right here. Si t'es ici, moi j'suis ailleurs. Si t'es busy, moi j'suis right here. Si t'es ici, oh. Attrape-moi si tu veux. Moi j'aime pas trop décider. Comme moi j'suis down, toi t'es down. Attrape-moi si tu veux. J'aime pas trop me faire des idées.
Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. You just heard Inui, Mike Clay, and Juan Talo with Marianne. Before that, you heard Beanie with Sugar Rush off of their latest EP, Signals. And it has been a wild couple of days for Beanie. If you are a Beanie fan, you are also in the know. But if you are not aware of who Beanie is, they are at the moment kind of like the Philippines' premier national girl group. If you think about like the caliber that Twice has in South Korea, that's kind of the caliber that Beanie is on in the Philippines. On Friday, they performed at Coachella, becoming the very first Filipino music act to perform at Coachella ever. And then just like literally a day before that, they had released this EP. I was excited to watch their performance getting live streamed. I like whipped out like my idol glow stick. I set it onto the color of my favorite member, who is Aya, by the way. And I was like screaming and crying in my room. We hadn't gotten to the point of crying, mostly because there were other things happening physiologically to me, mostly sweating. It was very, very hot in my home on that day for whatever reason. And I felt like I really was there at Coachella, also sweating in the desert with all of these other people watching Beanie, who were also big sweating on stage and performing their freaking faces off. It was great. But what I did want to talk about was their EP, Signals, again, released a few days ago, and I was very excited to listen to it. It's very romantic. It's very short. It's only six songs long, and most of the songs are all about like falling in love. You know, it's very bubblegum pop. Like, oh, I'm so into you, you make me blush every time I'm around you, you know, I love the feeling of like falling for you, and all that stuff. But the final song, is so wild, it is so jarring, and like listening to this album, like I could not help but to like kind of like laugh about it. Because like songs 1 to 5 are like, yeah, super romantic, very like young girl, young woman falling in love, very typical of like your like, you know, class act idol girl group. And the final song is it literally basically is like, get away from me, you loser, I hate you, I don't want to see you, like, you suck, get the hint, I'm not into you. The song is called Step Back, and between Sugar Rush, the song you just heard, which is my favorite song from this EP, and Step Back, It's kind of an amazing experience. Like, such a banger, because everything else is just like, you know, cute rainbows, pink bubblegum, you know. And then that last song is like, I hate you. Go away. Hell yeah. Hell yeah is all I have to say. Anyways, a quick friendly reminder, if you are Beanie, or if you are a close relation of Beanie, or a staff member, or related to a staff member, the doors of Typically Tuesdays are wide open for whenever they come back to Vancouver, because I know they will. They've been very successful in Vancouver. The doors of Typically Tuesdays are wide open for an interview of any kind, or some kind of thing like that. So wide, in fact, this set of doors, that 8 grown adult-sized human people can walk through it at the same time. There are 8 members in Beanie. Anyways, just putting that out there. You know, typically Tuesdays listener, you might be like, Leslie, there's a lot of Beanie happening these past few weeks. Are you okay? I'm so okay. I'm so good. My girls just performed at Coachella. Come on. Come on. Number one, shout out to the Philippines. Number two, shout out to Beanie. All right, let's go. More music. And taking a huge turn. Huge turn from idol fangirling is A Witch and RZA. This is a track off of Okinawan Woman by A Witch, which is produced by RZA of Wu-Tang Clan. And this record is just so, it's so, so, so good. A Witch is considered like one of the, I don't know, like one of the like the best hip hop artists in Japan right now. And I think a big reason for that is because she really studied hip-hop as an art form. She has people who she credits as literally being like her teachers, and she has been making hip-hop and rapping for a long, long time. This album at several points in it just like made me want to weep little baby tears. Like it is such a poetic record, and A Witch and many of the people who she collaborates with on this album, including like obviously RZA, but also like Lupe Fiasco, West Side Gunn, and so on, they throughout the record, they're like drawing a lot of really interesting stories of parallels and solidarity between the experiences of Okinawan Ryukyuan people, and then also of Black people in America, like those parallel struggles. In it also, which opens up about her past and navigating through her life, falling in love with her husband, losing him in a really, really tragic way, and then moving forward, raising their daughter by herself. Moved to tears listening to this album, and unfortunately, because so much of it is not daytime radio friendly, I won't be able to play much of it, but this is the one song that doesn't have the explicit tag on it, and here is my encouragement for you to give this album a shot. It is very, very good. It's called Okinawan Woman by A Witch and RZA. And here is the track off of it called Noble Lies.
Where is the voice coming from?
Another dimension.
$1 billion skin turning $1 billion dream. Reality spawn from a deep fake meme. Truth is no longer power, but the power is the truth. All them 85s being a savage in pursuit, huh? Top 5, top 9, top 10, top 100. Everything perception, we're strong what we wanted. Everything deception, you know what the blood is. Beef is the only thing that makes us feel abundant.
story. From the thoughts to ideas, to the money, to the glory. From the nation, to the streets, to the flags, to the homies. The molecules, to the atoms, to the quarks, to the math, to the codes, to the colors, to the gods, to the home, to the throne. In your dome, it's a story. I got the truth, what you got for me?
The world goes around and around, no one is wise, and the ice and the idols that we glorify. Cross out the edge for those who has pride. For that ting tang ting will never be popularized.
Normalize. Hustlers, smugglers, bombers, incarnates, deep fakes, shallow truth, bleed hate, battleproof, sweepstakes, trouble you, peace God, join proof.
What's your name?
And here's a sound that might jar you awake one of these spring mornings. Members of the Woodpecker Percussion Band often choose early morning hours to wail away on metal roofs or gutters. Woodpeckers announce their territory and attract mates by pounding on hollow surfaces with their bills. The drum may be a stovepipe, a trash can, or even a car hood, or a hollow tree. That's the sound of a northern flicker, a brownish woodpecker, larger than a robin, smaller than a crow, with a black crescent bib and spotted belly, and shafts of color on its wings that flicker when it flies. Drilling holes in tree trunks calls for some specialized tools, and the northern flicker has them. Big claws, for example, with two toes pointing forward and two backward, and a stiff tail to provide a third point of contact with the tree. If it sounds like a steel band has moved in, try to be patient. As spring moves along, the woodpecker will find a mate and lose interest in hammering on your house. The birds will settle into a hollow tree to produce more woodpeckers. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
영화처럼 첫눈에 반해본 적 전화기를 붙들고 밤새본 적 세상에 자랑해본 적 쏟아지는 빛 속에서 기다려본 적 그를 향해 미친 듯이 달려본 적 몰래 지켜본 적 미쳐본 적 다 보면서도 못 본 척 있겠죠 사랑해본 적 기념일 때문에 가난해본 적 잘하고도 미안해 말해본 적 연애 편지로 날 세본 적 가족과의 약속을 밀어본 적 아프지 말라 신께 빌어본 적 증거 피해본 적 잃어본 적 가는 뒷모습 지켜본 적 미친 듯 사랑했는데 왜 정말 난 잘해줬는데 왜 모든 걸 다 줬었는데
You got me going crazy
죽도록 사랑했는데 왜 내 몸과 맘을 다 주었는데 모든 걸 잃어버렸는데 어떡해
Nobody knows.
Don't stop.
Love, love, love. 아파도
척 빗물에 화장을 지워내본 척 긴 생머리 잘라내본 척 끄는 담배를 쉬어본 적 혹시라도 마주칠까 자리 피해본 적 보내지도 못할 편지 적어본 적 술에 마취돼서 전화 걸어본 적
여보세요
입이 얼어본 적
그쵸? 이별해본 적 사랑했던 만큼 미워해본 적 읽지도 못한 편지 찢어본 적 잊지도 못할 전화번호 지워본 적 기념일을 혼자 챙겨본 적 사진들을 다 불태워본 적 이 세상의 모든 이별 노래가 당신 얘길 거라 생각해본 적 미친 듯 사랑했는데 왜 정말 난 잘해줬는데 왜 모든 걸 다 줬었는데
You got me going crazy
죽도록 사랑했는데 왜 내 몸과 맘을 다 주었는데 모든 걸 잃어버렸는데 어떡해
Classic Korean hip-hop for you. That was Epic High with Love, Love, Love here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Hey, it's Music Monday, and there's going to be a lot of whiplash happening on this show. You know, we had the idol fangirling earlier. Then we went right into something like a little bit, you know, a little bit deeper, a little bit like, you know, more like, you know, political with A-Witch. Then we listen to something, again, very romantic by Epic High, who I think, again, this song, Love, 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 has gone viral a few times on the internet over the course of many years. It always comes back with, like, a little bit of a resurgence, and I think right now, I think there's, like, some newer, younger attention on it again. Love, Love, Love is one of my favorite Epic High songs. I hope you enjoyed. But after listening to that, like, romantic little beat, you know, we're gonna go right in with Hang Linton, which is who our next artist here on Music Monday on Typically Tuesdays is. He is a musician from Leeds, blending various different types of sounds and music together. We've got, like, punk, we've got some funk in there, there's some break beats, and he's doing it all in, like, the spirit of, like, DIY and protest, and I love that. This song, which is off of the record Demonstrations, is one of the ones that I really resonated with the most melodically, and I think has really cool lyrics. Check it out. This is Radiator by Hang Linton here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Can you feel the heat? Oh,
atmosphere. Oh, it's cold out here. We cannot control the rising state of fear.
Scared to leave the lights on, scared to burn the pots. Laces tied together when I'm running up the costs. Wear double socks in my loft, jumping on the spot till I'm burning at the chest. Digest a daily dose of beans and white bread. Digest a fix, that's a tricksy new spread. I stress when I know I should be shining. Can you feel it? Can you hear it? We can be the heat.
Yeah. した最後の青春愛が戸惑うことの時間思い出してもっと騒げ
What I tell you, this playlist is going everywhere. It's doing everything all the time. That was The Groans with Colors. Before that, you heard As Is with Otona no Seishun here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. Let's listen to some great, fun indie. Here's the latest by Maison Scene, Creature of Comfort. Wahoo! I love Maison Scene. They're so good. Enjoy.
You're gonna drag me through your head, 'cause it's better when I'm there. Creature of comfort,
bird note. One of the biggest threats to birds is the decline in biodiversity due to habitat loss, and the traditional manicured lawn isn't helping. Even birds who visit backyard feeders, like these black-capped chickadees, need a healthy mix of seeds, berries, and insects, often found on the native plants that we villainize as weeds when they grow in our lawns, says ecologist Douglas Tallamy.
We have more than 40 million acres of lawn in the U.S., which is the size of New England, and that's an ecological deadscape.
That means one of the easiest ways to protect birds at home is to grow native plants, says Tallamy, who co-founded an organization called Homegrown National Park to help people transform their lawns into havens for wildlife.
I'd love people to stop looking at their yard as an isolated ecosystem. It's part of a neighborhood, and somebody's got a sunny spot down the street but no trees. Okay, that's where the pollinator gardens go. Somebody's got a giant oak and is overspreading 2 or 3 yards. That's great. That's going to provide a lot of resources for many of the houses in that yard. So look at your neighborhood as an entire local ecosystem and see what the total resources are.
Reducing your lawn to make room for native plants is a small step forward.
But imagine if everybody did this. This is why we call the Homegrown National Park movement a grassroots movement. It's a call to action.
To learn more about Homegrown National Park, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie, and you just heard Deanna Petcuff with Devastatingly Mediocre off of one of my favorite albums, To Hell With You, I Love You. Before that, you heard Beached Out with their song variable rate off of their latest release, Average Weekends. It's a very fun, good old Canadian indie record. Beached Out actually reached out to me to get my attention onto their album, and I decided to listen to what I could of it and share it with you today, because it's very fun, and I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you to Beached Out for reaching out, and if you, similarly to Beached Out, are also a musician and you want your music to be played on Typically Tuesdays, you know, you kind of got the feel, the vibe of what type of music I want to share and what type of music I'm into, feel free to reach out to me. I'm Typically Tuesdays on Instagram. And of course, you should and always consider sending your music to CJSF, because that way it will actually reach an even greater number of our volunteers at the station, and we will be able to put your album onto our rotation at the station to have other members play it on their programs. So you can reach out to our music department, cjsfmusc@sfu.ca, to do so. Thank you again so much to Beached Out for reaching out to me, and I look forward to the other projects that you've got going on in your future. I'm going to play more music now. Here's the latest by Tasha. This is Summer. Ooh, fast approaching. By fast approaching, it, I mean global warming. It is so warm, so hot. I felt like I was in the desert with Beanie on Friday, watching their live stream in my room. Tax the billionaires, guys. Let's get rid of them. Here's Tasha with Summer. A fun one. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this hour of Music Monday here on the program, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. One final track for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Mocha with Como Te Va. I've been really enjoying her stuff lately, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'll talk to you again very soon. Just